You've opened up a can of worms here, Marnie.
Well, I have. I was talking about, you know, embarrassing moments on a first date. And it was because of Farmer Wants a Wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Farmer Dean with the posh Bella. They have a 90-second, you know, just a quick introduction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's sauntered away, a little bit flirty.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
And she's walked into a tree branch.
Here it is, if you haven't seen it.
She was pretty flash, that's for sure, but we get along so well. Easy conversation, just so good. It was unbelievable.
So. I can't wait to see you soon.
See ya. Straight into it.
She's prancing around in her high-heel stilettos with a bottle of champers in her hand.
And a little handbag. Straight into a tree branch. Oh, dear.
The country boys are on the line. Gary's in Minden. How are you, Gary?
Good, mate. Good.
I know you're a country boy, mate. Now tell us your story.
Your Honour.
Yep, righto. What happened, Gaz?
Well, I was loading my trailer one day and this girl at the depot was following me around like a puppy. She was drop-dead gorgeous, she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're flirting with each other and she's talking and she's offered me a bit of chewing gum and she's had a bit of a chew and some chewing gum and I finished loading the trailer. She's leaning back against the trailer waiting for me to kiss her. I couldn't.
Mm.
The chewing gum had stuck my teeth up. I had false teeth and I had chewing gum all over my teeth.
No. No, oh, you wouldn't read about it, Gary. Jeez. So,
yeah, I didn't bother going back.
You didn't. Oh,
I can't unsee.
You didn't load
that.
Your trailer again. He was like, "Can't go back there. Can't live this down."
Oh, Gary.
Oh, Gary. That's unfortunate, mate. That is actually unfortunate.
Mm. Mm.
But you know, the universe tells you when it's not meant to be, Gary. I always say that.
Oh, do we go on?
Oh, we do. No, we got it. We got to go on.
Andrew, he's a country boy.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
G'day. Yeah, I've got a really embarrassing one. I forgot my wallet and I couldn't pay.
Oh
crap,
mate.
No.
She
would have gone, yeah, he's done this on purpose. Not seeing him again. Oh, you poor thing.
You're as bad as the guy who can't drive.
Oh, Andrew. Okay, tell me, did it work out or no? That was the end.
No.
Oh, no. Didn't
work out. Of course it didn't. Oh, no. He had to pay.
She had to pay.
He didn't pay.
Oh, no.
Olivia's in Rosevale.
Hi.
Olivia, how are you going?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, thank you.
What's happened?
Yes.
Now, I'm a born and raised city girl, mm-hmm. and I have now married my farmer without the TV show.
Okay, right. Great. Well done.
However, born and raised city, I had no idea in regards to farming life. I drove 10 hours to go and meet my farmer after we'd been talking on the phone for several weeks. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I want to introduce you to someone. So I got all dressed up, hair, makeup, stilettos, the whole deal. And he drove me out a country road. I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to die out here.
Yeah.
But he introduced me to his pigs. And... The issue with that was his main boar, his breeding boar, the only way you could transport this pig was in a horse float. And I'm like, what is wrong with this thing? What have you done with it? He's like, what do you think a pig is? And my reaction was the movie Babe. And he's just like, you realise that they went through like 300 piglets to get that movie.
Oh,
right. So you're there in your stilettos.
I just can't get past you meeting the pigs.
No, I was waiting for it. I thought it would have been cows, to be honest, Olivia. But anyway, no, pigs, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you're there in your dress. You got your high heels on. You're around the sty trying to herd this monstrosity because pigs, my girlfriend's got one on her property down in, hang on, it's out near Bow Desert. It's escaped me at the moment, but it's massive.
Yeah.
They're massive. Yep. So, mate, did you have to wrangle this thing into the back of the horse float in your stilettos and your floral dress?
No, well, actually, he's had it since it was a piglet, so he just kind of went, come on, come on, come on, and it walked up. But it was just insane. I didn't realise they got that big, and it's just, obviously, city people aren't educated to the country lifestyle.
So. We sure aren't. But, I guess you bought, what do you think? You're meeting his mate or his brother or the family, but no, you got to meet the pigs.
Did you come between him and the pig or what?
No, definitely not the freezer. He came in between the fridge and the pig, but...
Oh, no! And that's a whole other eye-opener for a city girl, isn't it? When pets become
definitely.
Other
Thank
things.
Thank you, Olivia.